The best ever Christmas present. Member Nolene Charlesworth, 70, describes her sight loss journey since joining the charity during lockdown. I started losing my vision when I was 57. I remember it was autumn time and I had been complaining about the bulbs not being bright enough. Little did I know I had the beginnings of macular degeneration. It was only in the following spring that I realised something was wrong, but sadly, as I hadn't been diagnosed sooner, I couldn't get the injections and was registered severely vision impaired in 2017. These days, I have no central vision, which means I can't see people's faces anymore. But using my peripheral vision, I can still see colour, shapes and silhouettes, so I go by the colours when I do my flower arrangements, whereas for knitting I do it by touch and feel, counting every row. I joined Blind Veterans UK during the pandemic. I'd been in the Women's Royal Army Corps when I was 19. Then met my husband John, who was a soldier. Both our sons were born in Germany, where he was serving and are now in the forces themselves. This is why it meant so much to be able to lay a wreath in my local area for remembrance this year. When I think of what the charity has done for me in the short time I've been a member, I can become quite emotional. Whoever I talk with, whether it's my community support worker, a member of staff or a fellow blind veteran, I'm always given the feeling that we're in it together. We're a family. It's just wonderful. I've received all kinds of practical key support from the charity too. A keyboard, a pen friend, a mobile phone, which brought me into the 21st century. In fact, during the lockdown, even before I'd met the staff properly, they sent me talking, weighing scales, as I'd told them I depended on John to weigh everything for me when I'm baking. Last December, we stayed at the Llandudno Centre for the first time. It was so lovely to meet all the staff and members there. We've kept in touch with many of them, including a couple we travelled up on the minibus with. John enjoyed his time there as much as I did. He loved having a bit of time to himself, knowing that the staff were on hand to help if I was wandering around the house lost, meant he could really relax for once. In fact, we enjoyed it so much that we've already been back twice since then, most recently in October. This last time, I decided to take along some bits and pieces to make some Christmas snowmen in the hope of raising money for Blind Veterans UK at my local Christmas fair. I turned up with several pairs of white socks and bags of rice and got to work. Thanks to my husband and members Sheila Botley and John Broad, we ended up making far more than expected. We even had to replenish our stock of socks and rice, not once, but twice. What was completely unexpected, though, was that other members donated their crafts too. In the end, our snowmen, along with homemade hats from Muriel, knitted scarves from Maureen and beautiful wooden pens from Ken, have raised almost £300. This Christmas, we're hoping to travel down to Devon to stay with our eldest son, just like we used to do before I lost my sight. Becoming a member of this charity has made me so much more positive about life, and that's the best Christmas present I could ever ask for.